Good morning. It's day 8 of 36 channels in 36 days, and we're here. today was one of those days that we have made it. It is very interesting when you are moving through a cycle like this that you have a moment of just showing up. And actually, it's an interesting thing, and I want to mention what happened with me in case you're having the same result. So yesterday, it took a minute for me to actually move into my day yesterday. So it was about noon before I was able to really get up and start flowing through the day and moving through the day. And once I did start, it was just the perfect day. The weather was perfect. I got a lot of things accomplished. I had a miracle happen. This is going to sound like a very small thing, but it was a very big thing to me. I'm getting my house in order, and I wasn't able to get my stove clean the way that I've wanted to, and it's been bothering me for quite a while. And I was checking out of a store yesterday, and I literally looked down, and I was standing in line to check out, and I literally looked down. They have all of these displays, and they move you through these, you know, the impulse shopping as you're moving through on the way out the door. And I looked down, and there was this cleaning stuff. And I looked at it, and at first it wasn't really registering, and I'm just sort of moving my head side to side because the bottle was attracting me. It was like that shiny object we had talked about a few days ago, and so I felt compelled to pick it up, and long story short, I brought it home. It cost $3 whole, and last night I cleaned my stove and detailed it, and I am so happy. But I wanted to give you that example of the shiny object, because I would not have... the store that I was in, I had gone in to buy a new sweater. It has a multi-purpose store. It has a number of different departments, but I wouldn't have normally gone in looking for cleaning stuff there. And so that is the perfect example of the shiny object. And as I said, I'm getting my house in order, so I'm detailing cleaning. It's not just sort of, I guess you could almost say spring cleaning. We're not quite at spring yet, but I really am, you know, getting into the nooks and crannies and wanting to really get the house sparkling clean. So it meant a lot to me. It's something that it was really on my heart to do, and it just came forward in an easy way. This stuff is like miraculous. So, that is the example of the shiny object. The other thing that it's happened twice since this series, and I'm not quite certain if it would be happening for you the same way, but I am going to offer it. My days get reversed sometimes. I am an artist, and I have a tendency to maybe start painting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then going until 3 o'clock the next morning. That's not unusual for me. But twice during this time, over the course of these 8 days, my days and nights have gotten reversed. So there was something happening in our community here, and I was holding energy and light for that. So that could be part of what was going on, but sometimes my days and nights get reversed, and so my energy level, I'm sleeping well and better, and then my energy level has improved, But the other thing that has happened is that, you know, I was up until, I kind of made myself go to bed at 3 o'clock, and I'm getting up at 5 to do these channels. So I'm giving you, you know, results will vary from person to person, and there's no guarantee of results. You know, we have to do the legal stuff. It's on the page. And this is not a program where... this is new. I mean, I've practiced some of these things now that we're getting into this portion. I've practiced some of these things, but I have not necessarily put them in a 36-day plan with deliberation. So I am learning as we go, and so you're learning along with me, and your systems, your results, and this is not just for the legal stuff. This is really practical. Okay, I mean, we could sit here and give legal notices and copyrights and all of these kinds of things, and they are on the website. You know, medical disclaimers. You know, I don't dispense medical advice and things like that. But the other really practical thing is that whenever you're doing this kind of program, Spirit had talked about noticing the subtleties of what is happening in your world. And so I wanted to give these examples this morning during day 8 because things are starting to show up, and not just the cleaning stuff. And I wanted you to have an idea of the little things, you know. So often the transformational change happens step by step or item by item. And just like I said, I have a wish in my heart to have a sparkling, detailed, cleaned house. And it was supported by finding that cleaning, that exceptional cleaning solution yesterday. So just breathe and smile and twinkle at the signs and wonders, and it's all spiritual. Everything that is showing up is spiritual. That's I actually own a website domain called itsallspiritual.com. I'm going to do something with that one day, but it is it's all spiritual. Everything that you're doing and everything that is showing up, everything and everyone, I should say, and every event, every moment, every breath is all spiritual. You are seeding the spiritual frequencies. You are seeding with deliberation. We are using applied spirituality to bring forth that which you desire in your life. So, again, just a brief example, and have fun with it, too. That was the other thing, because that cleaning solution was like a bright, shiny object. Like the package was even silver and blue. So the reflection in the package even caught my eye as I was waiting in line. So have fun with it. Just sort of smile and say thank you for showing up. Always in gratitude, but just thank you for showing up. Or I don't know what this is about, but I'm going to do it, you know. And sometimes things will show up. The one thing, I don't have a good example for you. I'll try to think of one either as we're going through, or perhaps something will come up over the next couple of days. But sometimes something will show up that will seem to be a good thing, and then for some reason you won't have a way to do it. You may not have the money or the time, or something keeps getting in the way of you doing it. And you have to breathe those things out. Just release it, because at that point it may not be the thing for you to do, you know. Now, the other funny point about this, and I just wanted to mention this too, is I've taken clients and friends through this system and not done it for myself. Okay. That was just sort of running in the background, so I am going to confess that I have been very successful in taking, especially startup people who have an idea and we're just bringing it to a point of making it real in the world. And a lot of times that's what my business consulting looks like. I don't necessarily stay. There's a point. I actually know when it's time for me to move on because they've gotten it enough so that they can sort of take it from that point on. So, but a lot of times I've done or taken people through this work, or I have actually implemented this work on their behalf, because sometimes I do get to act as a proxy for the client with spirit, and not done the work for myself. So that's the other item. As we're going through these days together, we're getting to have some support, right? So on the invitation, I think I'd said, do it with a friend, or set up some sort of personal accountability. You're my personal accountability right now, because I've committed to being here at 6:30 in the morning every day, even though it's not live. It's not a live call, which seems to be working, I have to say, for everybody. But it is holding me accountable. It's holding me accountable to presenting myself to spirit, and at a certain time every day. So it's working. It's working in a number of different ways, at least on my end, in very subtle ways. So notice the little things. Let's get started. We're on day 8 of 36 channels in 36 days. Have a great day. Thanks. We are smiling with you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Ieshke na 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 yoko, good day, good day, good day. Ieshke na 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 yoko, ie na. We are clapping our hands in joy. Ieshke na 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 yoko, in admiration. Yoko ni ieke na 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 yoko. For we are yokona iena, going step by step through this way of yoshkona niyekena, seeding the void, yokona iekena naniyoko. As Mercedes said, she has had most of this in subtle ways, yokona naniyeke, and maybe have even applied it in ways that are not conscious. Onono ieshkena naniyoko. So as we go through these days, this is the conscious application, yoko na na yoko, of things that she has known in her heart. Ieke na 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 yoko, na yoko ieke na, na na yoko, and have applied, ie na. Believing very deeply in the power of the breath, ieke na 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 yoko, because of her personal experience and where the breath has taken her and the journeys through the chambers. Na na yoko okona ie na. Anani yoko ni kena, anani yoko ni ena, anani yoko. You may have had some, maybe even reoccurring dreams of wanting to go through doors or go into passageways. Yenoni yesh kena, anani yekena, anani yoko. And maybe, yenoni yekena, an analogy of wanting to walk into a certain pathway and not knowing how to move along the way. Ieshke na na niyoko. It is very much like Mercedes has said this morning. When the path is available to you, it will be easy, iokona, to open the gates through the breath. And sometimes you are being held in a specific frequency or circumstance. So while you may be employing the breathing technique, your destiny for that moment is to be in that space at that time. Yokona Nieke. So remember that there are universal laws, Onono Nieke, and there is your destiny, or what that which you are destined to learn. So within each circumstance, Yokona Nieko Yena, you may ask yourself, what am I learning here? Yeshkena. We will discuss at another time, Yeshkena Nanayoko, accepting and receiving the karmic gifts of each situation in your life, Yeshkena Nanayoko. But whether or not you are in a circumstance that you are pleased with, or Yeshkona, uncomfortable with, Yeshkena Nanayoko, understand that there is always a gift. So you can have a gift of, you know, Nonieke, something bright and shiny that's catching your eye and making you delighted, Ieshkona Nanioko. Or you can have the gift of learning, Iekena Nanioko, or perhaps even teaching. It is truly special that once you have learned something, Ieshkena Nanioko, that you're able to pass it on and become a wise one to someone. So this morning we are going to look at another subtle difference in the breath sequence. We have been seeding the void, complete, received, achieve, Onono Yeshkena. Now we are going to be pulling out of the void the completion. For the sake of simplicity, Yeshkona Naniyeke, we will use the same word sequence, complete, receive, and achieve. Onono ni yeshkena. However, what we are going to be doing is breathing the sacred seed. Nono yeke. Today we're going to, just for the example, use the Onono yeshkena. Use the smallest sacred spiritual denominator, love. Yokona da da yeke. Excuse me. And then, Yoko, drawing it out of the void. So, there should be a lot of love circulating in the world today. Also understand that love transforms, transcends, and transmutes all. So, just as we're setting the intention, if there's something that you'd like to shift, change, or transmute, completely just change its makeup, then, as we are getting quiet, imagine yourself applying love to that particular thing, object, event, or circumstance. Ananioko Iena. Mercedes is having some clearing this morning. Her nose is itchy. She's sneezing and Ananioko na. It's very interesting. It didn't happen until we started the recording. So, another subtlety that might need to be placed into consideration to see what that means. Onono Nioko Ikena. We're laughing because it's actually drainage out of the right nostril. Yokona Iekena. Nino Nanioko. So that may have some meaning for her. Iekena Nanioko. Yoki Onono Yena. We also mention, because these things will happen to you. You may feel a twinge or things, and sometimes you can say, what does that mean? Anana Yoko, show me what this means, Yokona, you know, and what do I need to release, Iekena. Okay, enough of that. More on that on another day. So let's just come into remembering breath and coming into your rhythm. Remembering breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. This is a time of no intention. So even though you may have set your desire in your mind, or even written it down, here you're just at rest, coming into the feeling of where you're at. May even be scanning your body if there's any tension, releasing it through the sigh of release. But just resting, bringing yourself into a point, a starting point, into focus. Let's do a couple sighs of release, just breathing in through the nose, releasing any tension, bringing yourself into connection with your space. Reviewing your state of God, checking out the state of the union, bringing all of your pieces into one place. Just being yourself, totally, fully, completely, wholly. Let's apply some love to yourself. So, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, just saying, I love you to yourself. I love you, Mercedes. I love you, Mercedes. I love you, Mercedes. So, that's the example. You can even place your hands on your heart if you'd like, your heart chakra, if you'd like to have a demonstration of making a connection to self. Now, just expanding the love, expanding the filter. Actually feeling the love in every cell in your body, just breathing love into your brain. I love you, brain. I love you, eyes. I love you, tongue. I love you, throat. Love you, ears. I love you, lungs. I love you, kidneys. I love you, stomach. I love you, liver. I love you, spleen. I love you, bladder. I love you, gallbladder. I love you, womb and ovaries and uterus, and for the men, testes and penis, of the sexual creation systems within our body. our life-creating systems within our bodies. Love you, lymph system. I love you, endocrine system. The adrenals were coming up. I love the adrenals. My thyroid gland. My thymus gland. My pituitary gland. My pineal gland. I love you. I love every cell in my body today. Every function. Love my skin and my hair. My skeleton, my muscles, my tendons. I love me. It's a feeling of love for yourself pulsating throughout your body. If you haven't already, close your eyes. Inhaling, I am love. Exhaling, I am. Inhaling, I am love. Exhaling, I am. Inhaling, I am love. Exhaling, I am. Back into remembering breath. Inhaling your sacred seed, love. Exhaling through the mouth, sowing into the void, into the consciousness, the creator, love. As you inhale, pulling love out of the void, literally pulling it out, inhaling. And as you exhale, complete, receive, achieve. Inhaling your sacred seed, love. Exhaling love into the void. Inhaling, complete, received, and achieve. Exhaling. Inhaling love. Exhaling love into the void. Into God. Into creator. Into source. Inhaling. Pulling it out of the void. Pulling love into your life. Into your flow. Complete, received, achieved. Exhaling. pulling love, inhaling love, exhaling love into Creator. Inhaling. Complete. Receive. Achieve. Exhaling. Just resting, coming back into remembering breath. So I am transforming my love filter to increase its capacity so that I may fully realize myself as the infinite love I am. My love is transforming my life into pure joy, peace, glee, and happiness. I am prosperous through love today. I am prosperous as love today. I am prosperous for love today, and I am prosperous to love today. I see love in every person, event, situation, and thing that I come into contact with today. The I Am Love I Am is beautiful. It is the beauty that I see today. I know that love is the transformative force, bringing me into the God state, fully realized, my state of my union is love. My state of God is love. My state of being is love. The source of everything that flows into my life today is love. I receive love openly, and I accept love. And I achieve love as I circulate love through the infinite, through my voice, through my actions, through my knowing, through just being who I am today. I am circulating love. As I inhale, I am love. As I exhale, I love. Now, focusing on your heart chakra, pulling all of the essence of love into your heart. I'm gonna pull this love down, really anchoring it and rooting it. Imagining it's going through your body, out your legs, your fingertips, third channel down through the vertical channel, down into the earth, allowing Mother Nature to feel your love, nurture her a little bit, giving her thanks. Down into the core of Mother, down into her womb, tying a cord, a root, around the cord of the central core of Mother Earth, anchoring this love, this transformation, this change, this shift, this existence, this being into your daily life, so love is flowing in and out of your life, through you and as you and for you. Getting yourself rooted and grounded in this frequency of love. Making it real in your life, allowing it to flow into you through the heart chakra and out of you through the heart chakra. radiating brilliance. Every cell of your body is flush, full with love. Every function in your body is full of love. Every muscle in your body is full of love. You will speak through love and hear through love and see through love today. Feel love. Taste love. All five senses, we're having a full sensory experience with love. That intuition, that intuitive God knowing is fully activated through love today. Now, remaining rooted, pulling the love up, allowing it to flow and sprout, just like a seed that's been planted into Mother Earth, and now you're sprouting, coming back up through the earth. Having a very strong taproot anchored. Now you're beginning to sprout the love frequency, allowing it to grow and mature up through and into your body. Anchoring in the heart and circulating with each pump of your heart, each beat of your heart. You're fully realized as a loving being. You're applying this love to every aspect of your body, every aspect of your daily life. As you go through the titles and the labels of your day, knowing that you're unified as one whole self, rooted in love and radiating love. This wholeness and unity with the all there is. Creator, Source, God, humanity. All living, breathing as the unified force of love. Breathing in love, exhaling love. Breathing in love, I am. Breathing in love, exhaling love. Breathing in love, I am. Breathing in love, exhaling love. Breathing in love, I am. Slowly bringing yourself back into remembering breath. Connecting with and feeling the rhythms of your life today. Feeling the room you're in, the chair, or the bed or the floor that you're lying on. Slowly opening your eyes, wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back, come back, come back. Nonori eshke na ni yoko uki eke na no ni yoko ieke na ieke no no yoko iena. This is a general sequence, transformational sequence. Nonori eshke na no ni yoko iena. Put you in a frequency of love that is tingly and feels good and is soft. Let's just say, I love you, I love you, I love you to self again. I love you, Mercedes, I love you, Mercedes, I love you, Mercedes. That is the example. You think that is all for now. Love, love, love. We love you. We love you. We love you. Love, love, love. We love you. And we bid you adieu.